to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877 Doc Dahlia, 1-877-DOCDALI. Well, we stare at the computer screen, we stare at our smartphone, we stare at the television set, and did anybody think what those LED lights could be doing to us? Well, researchers are now saying it could be making us blind. And unfortunately, many of us live on our computers. All right, makes you want to listen to more talk radio, doesn't it? So we're going to talk about that. We're also going to talk about Angelina Jolie's decision to have both her breasts removed in light of her carrying the BRCA1 gene mutation. What does the BRCA1 gene mean? What is the mutation of it? Are men at risk as well? And, start cutting things out so they don't turn to cancer? We're going to talk about that. Also, looks like if you live near heavy traffic, you could be at risk for kidney disease. So for those of us big city folk, we got to also watch our kidneys. Talk to you about screening for kidney disease and how important it is despite Obamacare. Okay. All right. I got to be careful. I'm trying to get through one show without complaining about Obamacare. I'm trying. Then, NHL player Derek Bugard had died from a prescription painkiller overdose. His family is now suing the NHL, saying the National Hockey League is responsible. So as you can see, we got a very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show, but never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments, and your love at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI, or 1-877-362-3254. Some of you are new to the show, listening on XM 244. Many of you have asked, am I a doctor? Yes, I am. MD, graduated from the University of Nevada, Reno, trained at UNR and UCLA and UNLV for my undergrad, and have a medical degree. So I know sometimes it kind of shocks you that they even give me a degree, but I didn't have to sleep to the top for it. Maybe they were being nice. You know, it's funny. We were talking about passing the bar in my family because my brother has graduated law school, and there's all these now law students and new JDs out there, law graduates that can't find jobs. And, we were talking about, well, what about doctors? You know, is the bar as difficult for a doctor to pass? And doctors don't really have bars to pass. We frequent bars, some of us, but, we don't really have a bar. When we get our MD, we get our MD, all right? And you technically are a doctor, but you usually have to go through a residency depending on the state you live in. So if you live in Nevada, you need at least a 3-year residency until you could get your license to practice, okay? In Arizona, I only needed a 1-year residency. So after my first year of residency, I got my license in Arizona. I started practicing. In Nevada, I had to wait till I finished my 3-year residency, which we did a couple years later. And so I was basically working in Arizona while still training in Nevada. I always worked throughout school. I don't think I ever went through school without working, even medical school. But there are licensing exams MDs have to take. You got the USMLE 1. Then you get the USMLE 2. And what do you think the name is of the third USMLE? Very good. The USMLE 3. So we actually have to take 3 sets of boards. And those 3 sets of boards are important for licensing and becoming board certified. But it's not like the bar where a lawyer can't practice unless he also passes the bar. Now, once we get our USMLEs done and out of the way, we finish our residency. So in a way, you rarely see people fail the boards because they're within training when they take them. It's not like you graduate and then you have to go and try for the bar like what happens with law. Well, with medicine, if you don't pass the boards, I know some people didn't pass their first set. I passed all three of mine, but the third set is fairly easy, I think, because they know you're doing 36-hour shifts back to back. How can you study for it? And after three sets of boards, you pretty much deserve to finally be a doctor. So then after that, we have board certification. So some of you have asked me, what does board certified family practice mean? What did I have to do? Who did I have to sleep with? And, it's me having passed the boards, and then you recertify every 7 years, although now they have a 10-year plan. You recertify for the boards. I got to tell you, it's harder and harder to study the older you get. Damn, I don't have the memory or study skills like I used to. It's also really difficult while you have deadliest catch on in the background to study. But there are recertifications. The thing is some of you have asked me, if your doctor doesn't advertise that they're board certified in internal medicine, board certified in family medicine, what does that mean? Does it mean they failed? No. There's a lot of doctors that choose not to recertify. And, I got to tell you, even though I do it because I'm, a geek and I like to take tests, and anytime there's a test, I love to study for it. I just like doing that. It's just one of those things that's weird about me because I'm a workaholic. But a lot of doctors, they're already out there. They're already practicing. They're with insurance companies and, they have a great practice. The need to stay board certified for some doctors is not there, depending on the city that they practice in. Now, one of you had written me about a year ago concerned that your doctor did not recertify and should you switch doctors. Again, the board process is out there to make sure you're still staying afresh with things and guidelines, etc. So there's going to be a lot of Obamacare-type questions on my next set of boards. For me, it's going to be a no-brainer to take because I, complain and criticize Obamacare left and right. I pretty much know the guidelines. But they want to know that doctors know the basic guidelines. They want to make sure we're not still using leeches as opposed to phlebotomy. Even the leeches, by the way, are coming back. So who knows? Maybe for the next set of boards, leeches will be on there. So, it's just to make sure doctors are up to date. They're making sure they're giving you ACE inhibitors when you guys are diabetic. Making sure they aren't, running PSAs regularly like we were all taught. If your doctor chooses not to, that doesn't mean you have to leave them. It means he wants to save the money and the time and the grief. I don't blame them. All right, guys, don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Hey, everybody. Dr. Dahlia here. Now, listen up. It is time for the Dr. Dahlia Alaskan Cruise. Leaving June 28th out of Seattle, Washington, we will cruise up the gorgeous Inside Passage of Alaska for the most amazing week of your life, returning July 5th. Now, the ship we are taking is the exquisite Celebrity Solstice. And as we go up Alaska's Inside Passage, we're going to visit Ketchikan, Tracy Arm Fjord, Juneau, Skagway, and, of course, Victoria, British Columbia. Now, when you take a Dr. Dahlia cruise, what else happens? Well, we got parties, we got prizes, and the most amazing classes. So book your cabin now by visiting my website at www.drdahlia.com. That's drdahlia.com. Or call 702-279-5035. That's 702-279-5035. Come on, guys. Let's go cruising.
Gold. It's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Your freedoms are on the line. The Second Amendment is in danger. How soon before your freedoms are taken away? What can you not live without? What is your greatest dependency? Is it your guns? Is it your home? No, it's food. It all boils down to the food supply. Tyrannical governments control people by controlling their food supply. Don't be dependent. Be self-sufficient. Don't wait for the government to feed you. Feed yourself. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Do like Alex has done and get a supply of food from eFoods Direct. It's the best long-term storable food on the planet. Get the popular Mega Patriot Pack free. A 24-day supply of food plus stove, cook pot, and fuel. Call 800-250-1857 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get up to 20 Mega Patriot Packs free with purchase. Build your food supply. Be in control. Be self-sufficient and be a patriot. Call 800-250-1857 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack today.
It's time to get real.
It's time to prepare.
Economic collapse.
Social unrest.
Natural disasters.
Government takeover.
UN takeover.
Are you ready?
Ready?
Ready? Get ready at the Social Prepper Trade Show in Dalton, Georgia.
June 6th, 7th, and 8th.
3 massive days to learn self-reliance and emergency preparedness. Exhibitors ranging from survival, solar, power, food, protection, guns, ammo, disaster preparation products, hunting, and much more. Seminars by Dr. Wallach, Robert Henry, Raymond Blake Hogshead, Trish Deer, Sandy Hall, Rick Austin, Survivor Jane, and more of our nation's experts on survival and preparedness.
Don't miss the Social Prepper Trade Show.
June 6th through 8th, Dalton, Georgia. For discount tickets, prize raffle, and info, go to socialprepper.com.
Enter code GCN for 50% online ticket discount purchase.
The Social Prepper Trade Show.
Presented in part by GCN.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCIG.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don working the dials. And a big thanks to you all for tuning in so diligently. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So many of us woke up to hear that Angelina Jolie had chosen to remove her breasts, get a double mastectomy at the young age of 37. And she did this because she had found out that she tested positive for BRCA gene mutation number one. Now, her mother, Marceline Bertrand, died at age 56 after a long battle against breast cancer. So Angelina Jolie said, look, my mother fought cancer for almost a decade and died at 56. She held out long enough to meet the first of her grandchildren and to hold them in her arms, but my other children will never have the chance to know her and experience how loving and gracious she was. So, from what we understand, she now has implants. This was all done already in the past, and she revealed it today. And, you know, she says that her kids aren't really freaked out by it. It's still all mommy. You know, I don't think she ever breastfed to begin with, so I don't really think they noticed. You know, she's pretty happy with her decision. Now, you know, I was on KABC this morning talking about what BRCA is and BRCA 1 versus 2, gene mutation. You know, these are things that, you know, we've been talking about for years on the show. And what's extremely concerning nowadays is we have, I guess, more and more difficulty having women screened like we wish because of what's been happening with healthcare and the changes with Obamacare. And when we hear that Angelina Jolie got tested, found out she was at risk for a gene mutation, was able to go and get a mastectomy, was able to go and get implants, you know, some of us are thinking, well, maybe I should do the same. And I don't know if we could do the same. I can't tell you how many people have tried to get their BRCA gene testing from the company is Myriad. That's the company that the Supreme Court is now looking at a case in terms of patenting genes. Apparently, Myriad had located the BRCA gene mutation and had developed a test for it. Now, to get this testing done, I've seen testing cost $5,000. To get this gene testing. And the reason why it's so expensive is there's only one company that has the patent. But then on the other hand, if they're the ones that did all the work and they're the ones that did all the research, you know, why should they let somebody else now benefit from all their expenses and research and development? You know, so I could see both sides. I can. So what exactly is BRCA1 and BRCA2? Well, BRCA1 and BRCA2 are human genes that are known as tumor suppressors. Now, basically, these genes are supposed to, if they see cancerous cells, kind of, you know, stop it, all right? Not so much like tumor necrosis factor, but you have these genes that have those capabilities. If there's a mutation or like a misspelling in the code, they're called BRCA1 and BRCA2 mutations. If a woman or a man, okay, including men, people, have a mutation, it could put them at risk for certain cancers, all right? Now, the BRCA1 and BRCA2, again, you're supposed to have those genes there. We have genes, and genes, they circulate the body, we inherit them, and they have a certain code to them. When there's a translocation or dislocation or mislocation, or I don't know, we usually call them translocations, just trying to think of other things that rhyme with vacation. It will cause whatever the genetic material and the DNA is supposed to do to go rogue. And that's why the mutations in these genes have been found to be linked to cancer. Now, what's I think a misnomer is BRCA stands for breast cancer kind of susceptibility and gene 1 and breast cancer susceptibility gene 2. But these types of gene mutations with the BRCA not only can affect breast, it could affect ovarian cancer. It could also cause somebody to develop cervical cancer, increase their risk of developing uterine cancer, pancreatic cancer, colon cancer. So BRCA1, we have seen linked to pancreatic, colon cancer, uterine cancer. BRCA2, pancreatic cancer, stomach cancer, gallbladder, bile duct cancer, even melanoma. Now, what about men? Well, if men carry the BRCA1 mutation, they are at risk for increased breast cancer themselves. Men get breast cancer, but also pancreatic cancer, testicular cancer, and early onset prostate cancer. They say male breast cancer, pancreatic cancer, prostate cancer, more associated with BRCA2 than BRCA1. And the reason why I tell you all this is because many of you, which I've discussed on my show, come to my office, I go, is there any cancer in the family? And a lot of my men say, there is, but nothing that affects me. And I go, why? Well, because it's breast cancer, ovarian cancer, it's the girly cancers. And I have to say, whoa, 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 hold the phone. Okay, if there is BRCA gene mutations in your family, you're at increased risk for cancer as well. Now, most men don't get tested. What are they going to do? Cut off their testicles? You know, take their prostate out? What are they going to do? You know, yet women, because breast cancer is so common, if they find that they do have the BRCA1 gene mutation, they are at much higher risk. Some statistics are saying 85% risk of getting breast cancer. Now, just because you have a BRCA1 or BRCA2 gene mutation doesn't mean you're going to get cancer. Okay? So we've had women that have tested positive and they don't start removing breasts or gallbladders or pancreas. Okay? You can't do that. All right? I mean, I suppose you can, but nobody wants to. All right? But just because you're negative doesn't mean you aren't at risk for cancer. You know, the reason why I'm not shocked by what Angelina Jolie did and I'm not criticizing her for her choice is because I almost made that same choice when I had my breast cancer scare. and I was undergoing some issues and biopsies, etc. The doctor at the time, we didn't have BRCA gene testing. A few years later, we did. And one of my radiology buddies said, look, you know, you're getting these mammograms. You've already had one scare. Get the testing done. And thank the Lord, insurance covered it at the time. I had United Healthcare years ago, and they covered the gene mutation testing. Thank heavens, because Obamacare wasn't even a thought at the time. Bush was president, and you didn't, you know, and luckily I went, got the testing done, it was covered, and I was negative. Now, you know, mind you, a lot of us women, you know, I mean, we getting rid of our breasts is something we think about sometimes on a daily basis, despite the risk of breast cancer. I mean, honestly, all the men in my lives have ever done is pull and prod and squeeze and boo, 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 you know, that kind of thing. So as far as I'm concerned, I mean, I really don't need the breasts. They're more for, you know, my husband and yeah, I'm not breastfeeding anymore, so the kids don't need it. They're kind of in the way. So, you know, I don't blame Angelina Jolie for saying off with their heads, because honestly, I'm sick of mine. I mean, I don't think my breasts are what make me sexy. I think it's maybe I don't have anything that makes me sexy. Maybe I better hold on to them a little while longer. But to me, being a middle-aged woman, the breasts are really in the way. And I mean, it's frustrating. I am getting ultrasounded and mammogrammed every 6 months. All right, now, what does that mean? Does it mean that if we do have the ability to do gene testing, and we do see that there could be mutations of other genes, like the TP53 or the PTEN, and because we could test for it, should we test for it and then start removing organs? I mean, if you knew you could get gallbladder cancer, will you just get your gallbladder out? Well, some of you would say yes. Some of you would say, well, hell no, it's my body part. God gave it to me. I'm going to keep it. All right, but you know, I got to tell you something. I mean, I don't know if Angelina Jolie took care of her breasts now, because you know she was 37 and she thought she was getting to the age where she could have breast cancer. As much as Obamacare is coming, you know, up soon, and I'm not joking, guys. I mean, you know, with Obamacare and the recommendations to screen less and to do less and to get less done. I mean, I guess if you're going to get your breasts taken off, do it now. I mean, you know, 2014 is coming fast, and already insurances are following suit, cutting back benefits. But, you know, my suggestion to you all is, if there is breast cancer or ovarian cancer in the family, if you're a man, if you're a female, just inquire if you could get the gene testing. Now, some of you are saying, Dahlia, I don't want to know. I don't want to know. I can appreciate that. I mean, it wouldn't be my choice. But I can appreciate that, you know? Sometimes the more you know, the more you stress. And some of us believe that the stress can incite things. I get that. I appreciate that. But, you know, for somebody like me, I'm so big on prevention. And I have no problem cutting any organ out that I think is going to give me trouble later, especially with the financial predicament most of us are in and with the healthcare predicament we're all going to face. Now, I'm not saying every woman go and get their breasts removed. I'm not saying that at all. But if you don't think you're going to have the ability to gene test later because of insurance, it may be something you want to talk to your doctor about now. That's all I'm saying. All right, guys, taking your calls, your questions, your comments, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
If you love pineapple as much as I do, I've got some great news for you. You're going to love this offer from Freeze Dry Guy. For the month of May, Freeze Dry Guy is offering the finest quality freeze-dried pineapple, a case of 6 number 10 cans yielding 114 servings at a special introductory price. First quality freeze-dried pineapple grown and packed with nothing added. This healthy treat works wonders with salad, is great for snacking, hiking, hunting, camping, and for adding to your food storage program. And please note that Freeze Dry Guy's foods will store on your shelf for decades. Order now and get free shipping to your front door within the lower 48 states. This special introductory price is good until May 31st. For more information and a free complete product list, go to freezedryguy.com or phone 866-404-3663. freezedryguy.com, 866-404-3663.
HelpUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Ryan wants to know, are there any gene tests besides BRCA for colon cancer and prostate cancer for men? You know, I think there are other gene mutation tests. Okay, and remember, we all have genes. It's the gene mutations we're talking about with this BRCA1 and BRCA2. But for men, again, we don't usually run these tests. One is they're very, very costly. Two is, even if they're negative, you could be more at risk. I mean, when it comes to colon cancer and colon cancer screening, I don't think we could screen you any more often than doing a colonoscopy once a year. And we're already doing that on people at very, very high risk, or for men who have had precancerous polyps. You know, even though this isn't in the guidelines or the task force has not brought this up, but my gastroenterologist says many of the GI doctors now are screening high-risk people every 2 years if colon cancer is in the family. So if your grandmother had colon cancer, your grandfather had colon cancer, mom, dad, you are now supposed to be screened every couple years. Now, I don't know if any of you have had your colonoscopy yet. The scope is easy. The scope is a piece of cake. A little expensive, though. So I don't know if I could afford to do it every couple years. I still haven't even paid off the first one, or my second one. Long story. But you know, what one of the reasons of the prep to me is the worst, going through the prep and, you know, vomiting and pooping all night. So, you know, not a lot of us like the prep. But, you know, when it comes to cancer screening, we could only do so much. All right. The reason why breast cancer and women removing their breasts is something thought of as opposed to men getting a prophylactic prostatectomy, et cetera, is because many women feel if they do lose their breasts, it's not going to hurt other functions. You know, if you have prostate cancer in the family in aggressive form and you don't have prostate cancer, it's very rare to find a man saying, just take my prostate out. You know, if you take your prostate out without there being, you know, risk, you do run the risk having a healthy prostate taken out of erectile dysfunction, issues with your bowel, issues with your bladder. You know, there could be issues just randomly taking the prostate out. Issues, obviously, with the ejaculate, etc. Yet, with breasts, since they're outside and hanging and pendulous, you know, it's more of a psychological issue that we would see women have, a sexuality issue. Now, you know, being a doctor and seeing many women's plastic surgery choices throughout life, not having cancer, so to say, speak, just, you know, deciding to have plastic surgery and, you know, treatments done. You know, many breasts already to me look pretty scarred up and chopped up. And so, you know, when they do a mastectomy and then put implants in and can actually cosmetically create a nipple, etc., I've seen some work look so damn good, it's even better than some women's natural breasts. So, I mean, when it comes to that, I don't think it's as debilitating as some people think. Now, many women who do have breast cancer, bilateral breast cancer, or they do choose to have the double mastectomy and not get implants, their chest is flat. Remember, there was that one woman who was swimming in just swim trunks because she had a mastectomy. So, you know, her chest would be kind of like a man's, and the pool ordered her to leave or cover up because she was topless. You know, and they thought it was going to concern, you know, the other kids in the pool, et cetera. It was a public pool. I mean, you know, cut her some slack. She finally doesn't have breasts. She could finally walk around, you know, without having to wear a shirt and bra, you know, cut her some slack. But, you know, listen, when it comes to cancer, all right, and cancer prevention and cancer awareness and, you know, screening for cancer, keep in mind, whether you have the gene or not, we still all have certain risks. And what I don't want happening, and this does happen, is, Dahlia, there's no breast cancer in the family, so I don't have to get checked. Well, 90% of women that have breast cancer have no known family history. Either there is no family history of breast cancer in the family, that's what happened with ours. The first person in my family who finally had breast cancer had never gotten a mammogram because she said their breast cancer is not in the family. Well, it's because everybody died of something else before the breast cancer was ever found. That's my guess. You know, or she was the first. Something happened to her. She had a gene mutation and then she passed it on to us. And so, you know, just because gene testing is negative doesn't mean you're in the clear. So for those of you concerned that with Obamacare, you may not be able to get gene testing or there's no gene testing for men when it comes to prostate or colon cancer, I wouldn't really fret too much because you need to be screened anyway. Melanoma. I mean, I would like to know if I'm at higher risk for melanoma, but to be honest, I don't think I'm going to do anything different. I think I'm still going to protect my skin. I'm still going to get skin cancer screens. You know, even if somebody said, no, you don't carry the gene, I could still have a melanocyte go rogue if I go out into the sun today. So I really wouldn't panic so much about this. And you know, with the idea of having to get a mastectomy, if you are BRCA gene positive, sometimes you don't have to go that drastic. Sometimes you could take tamoxifen. Sometimes you could be under the guide of a breast doctor who will watch you closely, you know, put you on something that could block an estrogen-sensitive breast cancer, such as tamoxifen, if he thought you were at risk. So it doesn't mean you have to get that done. All right. But I was asked by Doug McIntyre and Terry Ray this morning on KABC, what about ovarian cancer? You know, she got her, you know, she had her breast removed. No, that does nothing about Angelina Jolie's risk for breast cancer. If Angelina Jolie has the BRCA1 gene mutation, she could still be at risk for ovarian cancer. All right. And remember, men, BRCA1 genes in the family, gene mutations in the family, could put you at risk as well. So when you hear task forces and the American Urological Association and, you know, other groups say, nah, you don't have to screen for PSA, you know, what I would do is, you know, have a urologist that you check in with every couple of years to give you the latest and the greatest in case your internist or family doc is going strictly by the guidelines or being forced to because of Obamacare and insurance company rules, and talk to them. And if you say, you know, look, my mom had ovarian cancer, you know, could that mean there's BRCA1 gene and, you know, can I test for it or should I even test for it? And make sure you sit down with your urologist because these guys are the ones that deal with the prostate cancer all the time. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So Spanish research has concluded that exposure to LED lights in our television sets, in our smartphones, in our computers could cause irreparable damage to the retinas of the human eye, thus possibly leading to blindness. The damage is caused by the high levels of radiation in the blue band light that LED lights emit. The retina is the light-sensitive tissue in back of the eye. It helps you detect light, turn around, turn that light around, allow you to see. If you have issues with your retina, retinopathy from high blood pressure, diabetes, retinal tears, detachments, these things can cause blindness. All right. Now, Dr. Celia Sanchez Ramos explained that la luz from LEDs or light emitting diodes come from the shortwave high energy blue and violet end of the visible light spectrum. She said that prolonged continuous exposure to this light may be enough to damage a person's retina. Don't your eyes burn after you're on the computer for a while? Mine do. I can't stand it. I mean, I purposely have television on when I have the computer on, because I like to every 10 minutes, you know, move my eyes away. Not that a television set is even better, but I think we spend too much time staring at a computer screen. I really feel sorry for those of you who work in an office that have to stare at a computer screen for 8 to 9 hours a day. That must really wear and tear. You know, what do you do if you do have a job such as that? My recommendation is we're supposed to be getting our eyes checked every year, right? Get your eyes checked. Make sure your vision is up to speed. The doctor can easily take a look at the retina. All right. Whether the LED damage is visible to the ophthalmologist or not, time will tell. But, you know, even the CFLs, the compact fluorescent light bulbs, can cause problems as well. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Hey, everybody. Dr. Dahlia here. Now, listen up. It is time for the Dr. Dahlia Alaskan Cruise. Leaving June 28th out of Seattle, Washington, we will cruise up the gorgeous Inside Passage of Alaska for the most amazing week of your life, returning July 5th. Now, the ship we are taking is the exquisite Celebrity Solstice. And as we go up Alaska's Inside Passage, we're going to visit Ketchikan, Tracy Arm Fjord, Juneau, Skagway, and, of course, Victoria, British Columbia. Now, when you take a Dr. Dahlia cruise, what else happens? Well, we got parties, we got prizes, and the most amazing classes. So book your cabin now by visiting my website at www.drdahlia.com. That's drdahlia.com. Or call 702-279-5035. That's 702-279-5035. Come on, guys. Let's go cruising.
Being prepared against possible food shortages and economic collapse is not complicated. Just remember two words. Disaster. Stuff. Add.com after those two words and you've got just one site for all your preparedness needs. DisasterStuff.com prepares your family against food shortages with Linden Farms freeze-dried foods in buckets or Gourmet Reserves freeze-dried food in number 10 cans, both with free shipping. Purify and rid your water of contaminants with a Big Berkey or other Berkey.
Berkey system and get free shipping, plus a water level spigot or fluoride filter at cost. And protect your radios and other electronics from EMPs with our EMP Faraday bags, starting at just $5.90. When the food shortages and economic instability happens, be ready with all your stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Just remember two words, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Man, I love that buttstock pouch on your Mosin Nagant. Where'd you get it?
Strike Hard Gear. They have lots of hard-to-find gear for us comblock shooters, like chest rigs and pouches for your SKS Duckbill magazines.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Plus, a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. Enter GCN for a 5% discount on all products at StrikeHardGear.com.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
This message dares all fish oil consumers. Yes, many people now take fish oil supplements, but the makers of K48 Plus want you to know it's not what you consume, but how it is absorbed that counts. So we dare you to compare fish oil with K48 Plus. K48 Plus, an omega-3 powerhouse, is made with the highest grade and most potent dose of krill oil available, and is 48 times more easily absorbed than common fish oil. K48 Plus is both a remarkable anti-inflammatory as well as a powerful antioxidant. If you suffer from ailments such as diabetes, COPD, autism, arthritis, depression, migraines, lupus, Alzheimer's, glaucoma, joint pain, high cholesterol, memory loss, or Crohn's disease, you need to see the K48 Plus video at livepremium.net. That's L-I-V-E premium.net. Or please call 208-521-3601. That's 208-521-3601 and ask about K48 Plus. Restore hope, optimize health with K48 Plus.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fem and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Please follow us on Facebook at Dr. Dahlia Show and on Twitter, Dr. Dahlia. If you do go to my website to download the iPhone app or the Android app or to send us any comments or questions, please sign into our guest book at drdahlia.com. Always nice to see who's listening, where you guys are listening from. Always nice to see that. We also have a request the doctor to speak. Whenever you need me to come to your event or come to your company or your retreat to speak, we suggest you go through my website and send the email down the proper channels so you don't call the specific radio stations. It's the best way to get that set up. Today I'm actually speaking at Bishop Gorman High School to medical honor students. I'm pretty excited about that. I love talking to high school students, and these are kids that are interested in the health sciences and want to go into medicine. I'm not going to bring up Obamacare. There's no reason to. There's no reason to bring up Obamacare. Maybe by then, God willing, it'll be overturned or something. So don't worry. I'll talk nice, you know, and I'll tell them not to have sex. I'll tell them not to drink, you know, good stuff. Don't worry. Don't worry. I'll behave myself. But a good group of kids at Bishop Gorman High. So let's talk about Bugard's wrongful death lawsuit that the family has now filed against the National Hockey League. Apparently, the family of Derek Bugard had unfortunately, family has contended that the NHL is responsible for the physical trauma and brain damage that Bugard sustained during six seasons as one of the league's top enforcers, and for the addiction to prescription painkillers that he had unfortunately had during his final 2 years of life. Apparently, the player was under contract to the Rangers when he was found dead of an accidental overdose of prescription painkillers and alcohol on May 13, 2011. He was only 28 years old at the time. He was posthumously found to have chronic traumatic encephalopathy, or CTE, which we've discussed is a brain disease caused by multiple blows to the head. We've seen in football players, boxers, etc. And so the lawyer for the Bugards, William Gibbs, says to distill this in one sentence, you take a young man, you subject him to trauma, you give him pills for that trauma, he becomes addicted to those pills, you promise to treat him for that addiction, then you fail. Now, the NHL, through a spokesman, declined to comment. I guess if you don't have a comment, you have to actually make a comment saying I decline to comment. But apparently there's 55 pages of detailed accusations, and the suit, I guess, is asking a sum in excess of the minimal jurisdictional limit for each of the eight counts of the suit. Now, you know, this is where I have an issue. All right. I understand that hockey players incur a lot of trauma. I know that boxers do. I know football players do. Soccer players do. You incur trauma to the head from heading a soccer ball. Now, what is the NHL or the NFL or is it National Soccer League? Whoever runs soccer, what are they supposed to do to prevent lawsuits if their players later have issues, okay? Whether it be knee injuries, back injuries, head trauma, need to use pain pills, addiction to pain pills, and then possibly overdose of the pain pills. How responsible do these leagues need to be? I mean, you know, the sports in and of themselves are dangerous. I mean, you know, I'm a physician, and as a student, and as a resident, and as a physician, I get exposed to communicable diseases. I've gotten stuck by I don't know how many needles, even needles of people with known hepatitis. Thank God I'm negative for any infectious disease. My blood tests have come back negative. Luckily, I was able to do, you know, immediate care to bleed out any of the needle sticks, etc. But many of us, medical personnel, nurses, dentists, doctors, etc., get exposed to communicable diseases. Does that mean we sue the medical board? Does that mean we sue the government because it was a Medicare or Medicaid patient? I went into medicine knowing there's going to be risks, that I could possibly be exposed to tuberculosis. I could be exposed to pneumonia. I could be exposed to the flu. I wouldn't even think of suing because I made that choice to go into that field. Now, if the NHL and the NFL and all these leagues are found liable for anything that happens to their players that could possibly force them to later require some sort of pain medication regimen because of their injuries, I don't see how NHL and NFL could financially exist. I mean, how many football players and ex-football players are out there with injuries and taking chronic pain medicine? I mean, where does this end? Now, you know, I understand that this is a different case because Bugard had died. I get that. Okay. And so the family feels that the NHL did have a responsibility to treat prescription. But, you know, he died because of accidental overdose, they claim. All right. That the accidental overdose. Is that the NHL's fault? Yeah, I mean, what, you know, are you supposed to be all padded up? I mean, are soccer players supposed to wear helmets? Is this what these leagues have to now do so that if, God forbid, somebody does get an injury, later become addicted to painkillers, die from taking painkillers, either from overdosing, taking too much, mixing it with alcohol and other medicines? Then you're going to have to change. You're going to have to change football. You're going to have to change hockey. You're going to have to change boxing. I mean, I understand there's helmets. Boxers wear helmets. I get that. All right. I mean, I don't think they're good enough. But if you're going to be a boxer, if you're going to be a hockey player, if you're going to be a football player, if you're going to be a soccer player, a baseball player, my guess is you're very well aware of the trauma. You know, my kids told me they did not want football. Now, I come from a football family, and I was fine to honor their request. We let them start playing some football, and they go, I don't like it, I get hurt. I don't like it, I get hurt. And I know some of you guys out there are going, Weenie. Well, you know what, though? I have no problem with that, because coming from, you know, people, I have soccer players in the family, football players, baseball players in our family. I mean, you know, the injuries were great. And I, you know, if my kids don't want to subject themselves to that, that's fine. Same thing with baseball. You know, you get hit by the ball so you could walk, right, if bases are loaded. I mean, you know, my kids just didn't want to be a part of that. They didn't want to get hurt. So they're in swimming, you know, But, because I wanted them in some sport. But, you know, don't you already know, and you're already enlisting, right, that you are going to be suffering some sort of trauma? I mean, the military. What's going to happen to the military? If people can sue because they ended up needing painkillers, because of injuries and then become addicted, I mean, is the military going to get sued? I mean, when you enlist, all right, you're doing it of hopefully of sound mind, all right, because you want to be an NFL player or NHL player and make the millions of dollars that come with it. I just don't see how these leagues could go on if families turn around and sue. Is it the league's responsibility, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, is it the league's responsibility to take care of you and your injuries, make sure you don't become addicted to painkillers, and if you do, provide you help? Is it? If it is, all right, then, and if it always has been, fine, teach me. I had no idea. But my guess is NHL is designed to provide hockey. That's what they're designed to do, and people take risks being players. If they don't want to take the risk, don't join. All right? I don't know what to say. It's a sad case nonetheless. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALLY. 1-877-DOCDALLY.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
If you love pineapple as much as I do, I've got some great news for you. You're going to love this offer from Freeze Dry Guy. For the month of May, Freeze Dry Guy is offering the finest quality freeze-dried pineapple, a case of 6 number 10 cans yielding 114 servings at a special introductory price. First quality freeze-dried pineapple grown and packed with nothing added. This healthy treat works wonders with salad. It's great for snacking, hiking, hunting, camping, and for adding to your food storage program. And please note that Freeze Dry Guy's foods will store on your shelf for decades. Order now and get free shipping to your front door within the lower 48 states. This special introductory price is good until May 31st. For more information and a free complete product list, go to freezedryguy.com or phone 866-404-3663. freezedryguy.com, 866-404-3663.